mobile phones in schools. There's a push to ban the smartphones, mobile phones. Teachers are worried because they're frightened of being recorded. And also, too, they reckon it's distracting kids from classes.
Oh, well.
But on the other hand, teachers are saying that we need to embrace this new technology and use it so you can send text messages to kids. One headmaster says he sends text messages to his kids when he wants them to come to the office. You better get to the office now.
Could you imagine?
I don't know. Oh. I don't know if this is a good idea. Dave from Hatton Vale's on the phone, Roops.
Hi, Dave.
How you going, mate?
Good, mate.
For or against?
50-50.
Yeah, okay.
It's a funny topic, isn't it? Because, you know, you can trust some kids to do the right thing and be responsible with phones, like not let it ring in class and not take calls or, you know, all that sort of stuff. But then there's that other little group of kids that next thing you know, they're in the toilets taking photos of people and or, you know, nasty compromising situations, post them on Facebook. I don't know, Dave. What are we going to do, mate?
Well, we've got two grandchildren that stay with us.
Mm-hmm.
They've both got a mobile phone.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
But it's prepaid.
Yeah, that's...
If they want money, a credit on it, they've got to do their chores around the house before they're allowed to have that.
Well, that's a good thing too.
Right, but when they get to school...
Yeah.
One goes to high school, one goes to primary at the moment.
Yep.
When they get to school, they hand them into the office and they got to go have a ticket to get them back out.
Ah, yeah.
See, I think that's good.
The pass-out ticket seems to be a popular sort of thing around the schools. But I don't know, when I was at school, we couldn't wear flashy sand shoes or we couldn't, you know, take anything that was valuable to school because you'd lose it or it'd get pinched or someone would break it or something like that. It just seems that times certainly have changed, Dave.
Yeah, well, I reckon mobile phone is a good idea in a way that the child's got a mobile phone in case some clown wants to pick them up off the side of the road.
Yes.
True.
They've got some clown is trying to bully them type of thing, you know, and they can get on the police or onto us, Colin, you know, then we can go get them.
Yeah, I think that's a good
then
idea.
Then again, I had a friend years ago, gave his daughter a mobile phone. She handed the number out to Tom, Dick and Harry.
Oh, dear.
9, 10 o'clock at night, all these boys were ringing her.
Yeah, right.
He said, that's enough of that. He took the mobile phone off of her.
Yep.
And said, you're not having it anymore. And then he got into another predicament because... human rights type of stuff, you know. You can't stop a child from doing this and you can't stop a child from doing that. And the new rules that's out in this world these days.
Oh, yeah, okay, after a certain age, over the age of 14 or something, it's deprivation of...
She was 15.
Yeah, you're right, there you go. Well, Dave, it certainly is a big can of worms, and I guess it's down to the individual school, what they think is the right thing to do. I don't know. I'd hate to be a teacher in the classroom and then people taking photos of me bald head and putting it on Facebook. But then if that's the worst that they're going to do, then it's not so bad, I suppose. Good on you, Dave.
Well, you know, it's privacy, bud.
It is true, mate. It is true. And who knows, they're recording the classes, maybe they'll keep some of the teachers honest. Not that you're not honest teachers. You do a very good job. But I did cop a couple of dusters in the head when I was at school, so...
And I used to cop the cane every second day.
Yeah, oh, dear, Dave.
Yeah, Dave.
Something about the name.
We would have been mates in primary school. We would have been. All right.
He used to have this big, thing across the back wall. It was in glass case.
Yeah.
And all the canes would have a number on it.
Yeah.
Take a number.
Oh, mate. You're taking me back. Good on you, Dave. Thanks for your call, mate.